Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Het, Mishnah Het. This Mishnah is going to talk about all those people who are executed by burning Serefa. Mishnah says, Ve'eluhen hanisrafin. These are the people that are sentenced to burning. Haba'al Isha Ubita. Someone who has relations with a woman and her daughter. What that really means is somebody who has relations with his mother-in-law after he was already married to that woman's daughter. Ubat Kohen Shizinta. Same thing for a married daughter of a Kohen who committed adultery. She also is killed through Sirefa. The Pasuk straight out tells us that if a man has relations with his mother-in-law, he's punished with Sirefa, with burning. We also use that same Pasuk to tell us that it's the same punishment for other types of improper relationships with relatives. Yesh Bichlal Isha Ubita. Included within the pasuk about a woman and her daughter are the following relatives: Bito, Ubat Bito, Ubat Beno, a man's daughter. We're talking about a man's daughter through a woman he wasn't married to, or the daughter of his daughter, which is his granddaughter, or the daughter of his son, which is his granddaughter another way. Ubat Ishto, and the daughter of his wife. Here we're talking about a daughter through marriage. Ubat Bita, and her daughter. That means the woman he was married to, that had a child, which was a daughter. Her daughter, next generation down, is also prohibited. Ubat Bena, and the woman he was married to, let's say they had a boy, and then that boy gave birth to a girl. The grandfather here wouldn't be able to have relations with his granddaughter as well. Hamoto, a man's mother-in-law. V'im Hamoto, his mother-in-law's mother. V'im Hamiv, and the mother of his father-in-law. All these are prohibited relationships that don't simply get a regular punishment for them, but they would get Serefa. Now we'll talk about sinners who get the execution of Hereg, which is beheading. V'eluhen ha-neheragim, these are the people who are punished with beheading. Harotzeach, someone who murders. V'ansheh ir hanidahat, and all those people who live in a town that's corrupt and worships idols. Now that we mentioned the crime of murder, the Mishnah is going to continue to talk about it. Roseach shehika et re'ehu be'evin o be'barzel. If a murderer hits his friend with a stone or a piece of iron, ve'kavash alav letoch ha'mayim o letoch ha'ur, ve'eno yachol la'alot misham. Or let's say he put his friend down in a pit of water or in fire, and the friend is unable to escape from there. Different ways of killing him, vamet, and then that friend died. Hayav, the murderer, is liable in this case, and he is executed. Even if the person fell in by himself, but he could have escaped, and the murderer let him stay down there, or he prevented his escaping, he's considered to be liable, and he gets executed. Dehafo letoch hamayim. But if he pushed his friend into a pit of water or into fire, and the friend was able to escape from there, vamet, but he died anyway, patur. The murderer here is not liable to be executed, because even though he pushed him in and he put him in that situation in the first place, the victim had the option of escaping and he didn't escape. So therefore, we can't say that the murderer in this case is liable to be punished. Shisa bo et hakelev, shisa bo et hanahash. If somebody made sure that a dog went and he bit one of his friends, or a snake, he pushed that snake, he teased it for example, and he made the snake go attack one of his friends, and then the animal here, either the dog or the snake, bit a person and killed it, patur. He's not liable for execution because he didn't directly cause the death of the person. It was only, it was an indirect death. And we don't put somebody to death for causing an indirect death, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem will deal with him. He shich bo et hanahash, but if he took the snake and he opened up the snake's mouth and he took the teeth and he stuck it into somebody, and then the poison went in and killed him, Rabbi Yehuda mehayev. Rabbi Yehuda says the person is liable to be executed. He should be killed because it's considered to be a direct act of murder. V'achamim potrin. But the rabbis say no, he's not put to death because it's an indirect way of killing him. The machloket here between Rabbi Yehuda and Hachamim is where is the location of the poison. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the poison is already there in the fangs. So when he causes the teeth to go into the person, he's directly killing him. Well, Hachamim say no. the poison is in the body, and only when the fangs are put into something, then does the poison come up. So they say it's a more indirect way of dying. In the next case, the victim of the attempted murder did not die right away, but he got better, and it looked like he was going to be okay, and then he died. Hamaket havero ben be'eben ben be'egrof. If somebody hits his friend, whether he hit him with a stone or with his fist, ve'amaduhu lemita. And then the judges said, oh, he looks like he was going to die from the attack. Ve'hukal mima shehaya. But then out of nowhere, he improved, and the judges changed their mind, and they said, oh, he looks like he's going to live. And then he got worse and then died. Hayab, the killer here, is liable to be executed because the first judgment of the judges here was that the victim is going to die. And therefore, if he dies without making full recovery, the killer would be responsible for the death. So if he was always in that red zone a little bit of not really being out of the woods, of not being clear, once they made that initial assessment and then he dies at some point in time without getting better and then worse, then in this case, the person who caused the injury, he would be liable. But if the opposite, if he got fully better and then he got sick again, we would say that the person who caused the injury is not guilty or liable for the death penalty. Rabbi Nehemia omer patur shiraglayim ladavar. Rabbi Nehemia disagrees. He says, no, we're not going to put this person to death because there's a support to the idea that the death came from something else. It's not automatic that he caused the death by hurting him. Maybe the death came from somewhere else. So therefore, we can't make a conclusion over here according to Rabbi Nehemia, and therefore we say the person is patur, is exempt, and we don't put him to death. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Tet, Mishnah Bet. We mentioned in the last Mishnah that if somebody is a rotzeach, if they're a murderer, then the Bet Din puts them to death by beheading. We'll elaborate on what murder is in this Mishnah. Nitkaven laharog et ha-behema ve-harag et ha-adam. If somebody intends to kill an animal, but by mistake he kills a person, le-oved kochavim ve-harag et Yisrael. If he intends to kill an idol worshipper, but he kills a Jew instead, you're not allowed to kill an idol worshipper, and Hashem will have punishment for that person, but we don't put somebody who kills an idol worshipper, we don't kill him, we don't put him to death. If he intended to kill a baby that had no potential to live, if the baby was born very sick with major defects in one of its major organs and it wasn't going to live, there's no way that it was going to live, if he intended to kill that kid, again, even though it's forbidden to take the life of this type of child, we would not put somebody to death if they did kill that type of child. And instead of that, he killed a ben kayama. He killed a person that was living, that had no problems, and was going to live. In all of these cases, patur, he is exempt. We don't execute the murderer in this case. He did not intend to commit the act of murder that would have carried the death penalty. He either wanted to kill an animal, he wanted to kill an idol worshipper, or he wanted to kill a baby that had no potential for life. So since his kavana wasn't there, and by mistake he ended up killing somebody who he would have been liable for the death penalty, so we say if his intention was not there, he's patur, we do not give him the execution. In the next case, we'll talk about a person who had the intention to hurt somebody, but no intention to kill them. But by mistake, when he tried to hurt them, he did kill them. Nitkaven lahakoto al motnav. If somebody intended to hurt another person by hitting him on the hips, ve'lo haya bakadei lahamit et motnav, and the impact of that blow wasn't strong enough that it would have killed him if it landed on the hips. The problem was, v'halchala alibo, he accidentally, when he hit him on the chest, on the heart instead. V'hayabaka kedei lahamit alibo. And the force was strong enough that if he hit him in the chest, it would kill him. And then vamit, and then the person died. So do we say that the murderer is hayav? We say patur, the murderer is not liable for the death penalty because he had no intention to kill, even though he was trying to hurt this person. Even though he eventually did hurt them, and he even caused death, we say since he had no kavana to kill him, he does not get the death penalty. Nitkaven lahakoto alibo v'haya bakadei lahamit alibo. If he intended to hit him in the chest, and the blow that he gave him had enough to kill him if he hit him in the chest. V'halchala al motnav, but accidentally the blow that he gave him landed on his hips. V'lo haya bakadei lahamit al motnav, and the force of the impact that he hit him with on the hips, it usually wouldn't have killed him, even though he intended to kill, and even though if the blow landed in the right spot, it would have killed him. But here it landed on the hips, and it didn't have the proper impact that it should have. But problem is, vamet, the man died anyway. We say patur, the murderer is not liable for the death penalty, even though he wanted to kill this person, even though he eventually did kill this person, his kavanah and everything was there. Since he intended to hit him on another spot, and that other spot that he did hit him on by mistake, the blow that he hit him with wasn't strong enough to kill him, what we have to presume and say that there's an option is that he died from some other cause. Similar cases to the last one. Nitkaven lahakot et hagadol, ve'lo haya ba kedei lahamit hagadol. He intended to hit an adult, and the blow, the impact, was not strong enough to kill an adult. But problem is, ve'halcha la'al hakatan, ve'haya ba kedei lahamit et hakatan. And instead, he accidentally hit a child instead, and the impact that he had was strong enough to kill a child, where you need less of an impact to hurt the child. So he intended to kill it, to hit an adult, but he ended up hitting the child, and it was strong enough that it would kill him, and then the child vamit, and then the child died. Patur, the murderer is not liable for the death penalty because he had no kavana to kill. He had the intention to hit the child, and the blow that he gave him would have been enough to kill the child. But accidentally, the blow landed, the hit landed on the adult. And the hit that he gave him wasn't strong enough to kill the adult, but the adult vamit, but the adult died anyway. We say patur. The murderer is not liable for the death penalty because the blow that he struck the adult with wasn't strong enough to kill him. And even though the person died anyway, we say that maybe the victim died from another cause. Two other cases where the killer is liable and does get the death penalty. If he intended to hit somebody on their hips and the impact was strong enough to kill him if it hit him on the lips, but he accidentally hit him in the chest instead, vamit, and then the person died, hayav. Here, the killer would get the death penalty. He intended to kill a person. The blow that he gave was strong enough to kill the person. And the person eventually died, so he says, hayav. Nitkaven lahakot et hagadol. If he tried to hit an adult, v'hayav ba kedei lahamit et hagadol, and the blow, the impact that he had, would have been strong enough to kill the adult. And obviously, if it hit a child, who is much more sensitive and could die from a much lower impact, v'halchala ala katan, and he accidentally hit the child instead, vamet, and the child died, hayav, he would be liable for the death penalty here as well, because he intended to kill. The blow that he gave was strong enough to kill, and then eventually that person died. That's it. He intended to kill, even though it was a different person over here that he did kill, and everything went according to plan in terms of the force was enough, and he eventually killed somebody. So therefore we say he's hayav, he is guilty. So according to this previous Tana, if a murderer intended to kill somebody and he killed somebody else instead, he would get the death penalty even though he killed someone else, not the person he had kavanah to kill. Since the kavanah to kill was there, so it doesn't really matter who the person who he eventually kills is, he gets the death penalty. But Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree. Rabbi Shimon omer, afilu nitkaven laharog et zeh veharag et zeh patur. Even if he intended to kill one person, but he accidentally killed a different person, he would not get the death penalty because he had no intention to kill the actual person who died.